All right, folks, God bless you guys, and welcome to This Is It. 4, 3, 2, 1, Before the Fire. Christ, his purpose, Christ, his mission, his goal was to create one new man from the two, thus making peace. He's the Prince of Peace. I want you to be at peace. My goal is for you to be at peace. One way to do that, Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. By the way, Jesus is the truth. And in the system, the truth has been inverted. So when you invert everything and look at the whole world the opposite direction, you'll see the truth, and you'll know that Jesus exists. You'll see that you're in a trap of some sorts, and your mind will race to try and unravel and explain why would the virgin be a dead sheep? Why would the largest altar in the world be male and female reproductive systems making up a big dead sheep? Why would the largest church in the world be built in the shape of a snake wearing a crown? These are some legitimate questions. As a matter of fact, they're more legitimate than the surface level of what you see going on around you. So anyway, let me show you this amazing just reality, and the discovery of the other side literally proves the very existence of the Lord God. What I'm saying is, in a system where the truth has been concealed by inverting it, when you discover the truth, then you know the truth of Christ is real. You know that every one of his promises he made to you in the Word of God is guaranteed. And then you have complete confidence, not worried about death, because you know that you've been made whole again in Christ, which was his purpose, to make one new man from the two, thus making peace. And then you're at peace, so you can face the future with complete peace. Does that make sense? And I'm going to show you how simple it is. I have several videos that I'm trying to do, and I don't want to just mosh them all together into one super long thing. I think they need to be separate, to be able just to focus on one thing at a time. What I want to show you right now is just alarming. I need to show you something very alarming that happened. Yesterday when I was delivering the video and showing you all the reality of the Russian submarine and the drones and the potentiality of this nuclear devastation that's coming, and tying all that to the prophetic utterance that the Lord gave me in 2007, and showing you that there's just no way those things could be possible, but yet here we are staring at both, you know, this entire reality as being not only impossible, but more than highly likely, very plausible. So anyway, but one thing I forgot to give a witness to, and I'm really sorry I didn't include it in yesterday's video, is the supernatural thing that happened yesterday before I did the video. Now remember, the video was all about the Poseidon I believe it's the Poseidon warhead that Russia has that can cause a nuclear tsunami and take out coastal cities. And that's exactly the image I showed you that's printed on the U.S. currency, no different than the $20 bill was printed on the U.S. currency as well, and it showed the Twin Tower bombing. But this escaped being in the video yesterday because I'd started a new folder called Subfolder 2, and I was just putting some stuff off to the side knowing that I'd be using it later, and I completely forgot to add this to yesterday's video. You see that? That's like a raft. It's like kind of like an inner tube, I think, you pull behind a boat, and it says Tsunami 1. Okay, let me give just a very brief testimony to that. Yesterday I had to go out of town, and I was on my way back, and I knew that I was going to be doing this video, yesterday's video, for you guys. And I'd been praying a lot about, Lord, I know this is stacking up to look like imminent nuclear war, and the pundits are all pushing it. It looks like the governments of the world are actually pushing for this nuclear war. It's just the strangest thing. It looks like it's the most obvious thing in the world. And so when I was leaving to come back, I had about an hour and a half drive. I ran to the restroom and I got on the highway, and then very immediately I had to I had to go to the restroom again. I had to pee really bad. And I thought, wow, that's really weird. I just peed and I thought maybe I just drank a bunch of tea or something. So I pulled off the highway and there's a place called Cabela's, which is kind of like it's kind of like Bass Pro Shop. And I pulled off to the Cabela's and I went inside and I went to the boys' room and men's room and did my thing. And then I walked out and I really had no reason to stay. And then just kind of out of nowhere, I just thought, well, I don't get by this way very often. I'm just going to go make a little loop. So I made a little loop in the store and it's a pretty big store. And I was on my way out and I made a U-turn and I went back into the store. Now, this is where things get very odd. Now, remember, I told you this is before the video I did yesterday, which showed it's all about a tsunami coming. I can't believe I forgot to put this in the video yesterday, but I'm doing it now. So anyway, so I was leaving the store. I literally had already made a loop, looked around, and then I was leaving the store and I stopped and I was looking for a hoodie that's like a plaid hoodie. It's kind of just like a plaid shirt that's got a hoodie on it, a super comfy piece article of clothing I was looking for. And I stopped and then I just walked all the way to the back of the building. And I just thought, that is so strange. Why did I come back here? That's the point I'm trying to make. There was no reason for me to go back there. I had already made this loop. I was on my way out. And then all of a sudden I just walked all the way to the back of the store again. And I was standing there and I just looked to the side like this and I was like, ah, I was like, what the heck? And look at this. It says tsunami one. Okay. Now, honestly, a lot of people may think, oh, that's no big deal, but hang on. My entire thought process driving back home was I need to get this video up about the U.S. currency, about the tsunami, warhead that the Russians, you know, have, and that the news pundits are saying that submarine has gone missing, so the imminent threat of nuclear war and this tsunami thing is a reality. So that's what was in my psyche. That was on my mind. And then all of a sudden to be staring at that is really weird. You want to see something weirder? It gets weirder. I looked at that and I was like, okay, that's really weird that I would see that. And then I looked up these stairs going up. And I didn't go upstairs, and I didn't even end up going upstairs. And I looked up the stairs, and I was like, okay, now you've got my attention, Lord. There's tsunami, just, you know, going up the stairs. I just thought that is so bizarre. So anyway, I just want to bear witness to that, because when I saw it, in my spirit, I knew that the Lord had taken me there. I was like, why? The odds of me being in that store were just very slim to none. The odds of me staying in that store were even smaller than the odds of me leaving the store and making a U-turn and going back. That had to be the Lord. Just there's no way. So anyway, I thought it was fascinating. Again, I don't know if there's that event coming today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. I don't know. However, I can tell you, with everything that's going on, even Elon Musk trying to intervene and broker some kind of some kind of a narrative that, hey guys, let's talk about a peaceful solution, while everybody else is now, you know, turning against him. Even it's like they don't want a peaceful solution, and the reason is because we are in the Book of Revelation, and in the Book of Revelation, there's a very important event that happens. And the four horses of the apocalypse, a lot of people don't understand that. Behold, the pale horse. Let me show you Revelation 6. Let me show you something just bizarre and mind-blowing, though. I think it's going to add a lot of clarity to what's going on in the world right now. Okay, now remember, we have the horses of the apocalypse. And I showed you in the other video, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat. Remember, sat, to sit down, to sit by. It says to sit down. He that sat on him had a bow. And the word bow means as the simplest form of fabric. And then it means a bow, like you would tie a bow with that fabric. And him that sat on it had a bow. And a crown. Well, what was the name of that virus thing? What's, you know what the Spanish, Hispanic word for crown is, right? Corona, like, you know, the virus that they updated to another cryptic name. So, and to him was given a crown, and he went forth conquering and to conquer, to subdue. And so the word conquer means to subdue and to means of success. Okay, so that's on the white horse. Now, let me show you just some pictures in this folder very quickly, because I showed you, remember the Ozzy Osbourne video where it shows the twin females coming up from the pit. There they are holding hands, and then the two become one. And right as those two twin females right here, this is right out of the Ozzy video right here, as the two become one, you can see there's a bow. They show it. This head of the serpent is a bow right here. See it? And then it comes up all the way, and the two twin females become one, and that becomes the entire serpent. And that is literally the crux of what the Lord God is allowing me to unveil for the world, that the other race of beings is the twin female system, and the one that runs it is Satan. And so in the Ozzy Osbourne video, it shows them come up with the bow, the two twins come up with the bow, and then that becomes that of a serpent. But I also showed you, just see like the V and the A right here. See that right side up, upside down triangle right there. And it's fascinating that they're displaying this openly like this. I didn't augment this. All I did was add that bow right there. See the bow right there? And showing tying together right side up and upside down, which is really just absolutely mind-boggling, because tying together of the right side up and upside down system, that is the twin female system. And here is an image of a guy in the slave collar from the Vatican, and that's right side up, and then there's upside down, and he becomes a locust from the pit. And the word shapes of the locust means to assimilate, because they're assimilating God's angels through a host body system into locusts from the pit. And that's all there is to it. It's a fact. You're looking at the data that the Lord God has given me that rolls it out and proves it. So here you go. Here is Ozzy Osbourne, patient number 9. So here's Ozzy sitting with his back to his own demon right there. And then the demon turns around and enters Ozzy right here. It's like the 6 and the 9 becoming one together. And the letter F and the letter I, A, B, C, D, E, F, F is the number 6. And then I is the number, I is alphanumerically 9. So in the alphabet, the letter F is the number 6, A, B, C, D, E, F. So F is the number 6. And then I is alphanumerically the number 9. So here is the F and the I tied together. And look what's going in that vial where you would get those contents to put in this thing right here. So you're getting right out of here, the contents that are coming out of this vial right here are connected to this 6 and 9. Isn't that odd? And then I want you to look over here. Here's the guy sitting down. See this guy sitting? He's sitting. Isn't that interesting? He's sitting on the same exact vial. Now, y'all remember the Heineken commercial where the guy that's a clean-cut young man goes and he rings the doorbell to a party. The number 6 is on the door. He goes into the party. He gets all dirtied up, just like us coming into this life. We get all dirtied up. And then the woman in red and him having an encounter. And then he's thrown out of the party. And then he turns that 6 upside down. It becomes a 9, see? And then behind him on the wall right here is the number 11, showing that he went to a party. And he's been judged now. 9-11. Representing one of God's angels that went to a flesh party and he got judged. Right here is just a little picture of the Canadian $20 silver piece with a pupa, like an insect hatching out of a pupa. And its reflection is human, because Genesis 1, let us make men in our vain show, representative figure, especially an idol. So now that I've kind of rattled that off as quickly as I possibly can, let me see. Yep. Okay, so, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat, remember sat, I just showed you a guy that was sitting on that vial, right? and him that sat on it. You know what? Let me open. There you go. See the guy sitting right there, and him that sat on it had a bow for tying stuff together. So, and behold, a white horse, and him that sat, again, there's a guy sitting on him had a bow, and he was given a bow. I'm sorry, let me get the right. Yeah, so he that sat on it, see him that sat right here, and he that sat on him had a bow, and there's the bow right there. And what is that bow? Well, he was given a crown like a corona, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And here's a nice blended picture. I like this. I colored these green. So see, the F is the sixth letter of the alphabet. See, six. So F is six. And the I, see how they join them together with this little bar? Kind of like a bow, tying them together. Tying together the six and the nine and him that sat. You see right there? And so it's the same thing as the Heineken commercial. And you say that, you see the same thing over and over again. It's a no-brainer. That's what's going on. But let me show you now the green thing that I kind of wandered off from a little bit trying to make this point. Ready? Let's watch this little video. Watch this. Okay, I'll turn the volume down a little bit. There's this group of, it looks like, women that are dressed in green, kind of a pale green, and they're on the subway and they're totally beating up and harassing other people. Watch this. Why do you think a group of, they look like they missed lunch and they're fighting over a burger or something? Just being a smart ass. Anyway, why would this pack of really disturbed young ladies wearing green onesies with hoods on them? Let me show you something. A lot of people don't know that death is an entity. Let me show you something. Death is an entity, you guys. Let me show you something. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. So his name that sat on him was Death. Okay, now remember, I just showed you a guy sitting on a vial, right? And the numbers 6 and 9 tied together like with a bow. Just like those people that were standing in line to get that thing in their arm. Their reflection was right side up and upside down. Remember? Okay. But in this verse, Revelation 6:8, and behold, a pale horse. Let me show you the word pale. The word pale is chloros, greenish. That is verdant. Y'all know what verdant is? Let me show you what verdant is. So here is that same scripture. Pale horse right here. And here is verdant. So I did a little Google image search. So let's just do it again. So here you go. Verdant right here. So here's verdant, green. Have y'all heard of the Green New Deal yet? The Green New Deal. Would you ever have associated the Green New Deal with the reality that Green New Deal is death, which is an entity taking over the host body system? Which is what I've been telling everybody. The host body system is being taken over by the pit. Death is rising up out of the pit as an entity. And it's taking over the other eye. That's what it's doing. I noticed a most bizarre trend lately. You know, I told you when I was coming back the other day and I went into Cabela's and I had to pee really bad. I went into pee and I looked down in the urinal and I saw something that I've seen happening lately. I'm like, why would they go to this kind of trouble to make a splash guard in a urinal? Let me show you how weird this is. Why would a company do? Okay, I'm going to show you. This is an image of an eye, by the way, right here. This right here is an eye. It's a drawing of an eye, how to draw an eye. Here's another one. I have several of them. See an eye right here. There's actually a formula for drawing that. It's pretty fascinating. We're going to get into that in the next video. It has to do with that final understanding. But let me show you what they're putting in urinals now for men to urinate on. Wow, it is the exact geometric design of an eye. Why would you make that? I've seen other urinal guards, splash guards. You know, I mean, when you're a guy and you go use a urinal, sometimes they'll have these splash guards in there. So when you urinate, it doesn't hit and splash out. But they're not in the shape of an eye, but now they are. See there. So if you were to slide this over just a little bit right here, you would literally be pissing on an eye. Well, isn't that fascinating? Because the eye from the pit hates the eye from the sky. The eye from the pit hates the eye from the sky. And that's what the whole thing is really about. It's the takeover of one side within the system. They want control of that eye. That's why the Bible says, if your eye be single, your whole body's full of light. They don't want that eye to ever be single. They want you full of darkness, because Satan is the prince of darkness. He's the prince of darkness. So it would make sense. Even the manifestation. Now, you want to see something really weird? This happened today. I've seen the trend towards that particular splash guard in urinals, and I just thought, wow, that's insane. Let me see if this one will show up. If it won't, I will just simply forward it to. This happened today. I went to Walmart. You know what? I'm gonna send this, and we're gonna put it in the folder right now. Just pause this one moment. Again, I mean, I know a lot of people don't go around photographing urinal splash guards, but when you start seeing a trend that it's all becoming an eye, the geometric design of an eye in a urinal, even different designs, it's the same thing. I've never seen this before. I've never seen one of these before. Not like this, nothing like this. It's usually nothing like that. And then to have the same exact thing, is just beyond my brain, and for it to be manifesting in different forms and varieties, that's insane. That is literally insane. Those splash guards don't look anything like that, the ones I've seen for most of my life, but now they resemble an eye. That's just mind-boggling. So as I was contemplating all this, like, good God, where are we? I was forced to realize and to do the comparison that the very folder that I'm working on for you right now has everything to do with the eye and the final understanding of the whole picture. And I'm going to have you guys look up. We're in the Vatican right now. We're looking up from right here below that canopy. Did you know that dome right there is also an eye? Y'all want to see something really crazy? Really, really, really crazy? There's an eye. And by the way, there are 32 points on this, which is, you know, the number 32 in the Bible is angel. And that's the number of points you use to start a geometric drawing of an eye. It's 32. Let me show you something else really fascinating. Okay, so right here on the ground, what you're seeing, that's inside the Vatican. That is also an eye. And you see right here, the dead center of that, right here underneath this canopy, that goes down into subterranean. That's the walkway going down into the catacombs underneath the Vatican. It's an eye. I wonder what the odds are on all this. Now, again, I haven't gotten myself ready to where I can show you everything that I'm going to show you about. I told you the Lord brought me to this point of understanding and enlightenment that's beyond the human brain. It's beyond the human brain. But what you're looking at in the Vatican, when you look up at the dome, you're looking at an eye. When you look from the top and you look down at a hole in the ground going underground, you're also looking at an eye. Wow. Today, I had a moment where I heard in my spirit, Jonathan, remember the Vatican. I had to call Dave and I thought, maybe I've lost it, Dave, but I remember a long time ago, the Lord told me to look from above down towards the canopy, look at the floor. And I called Dave and I said, do you remember that, Dave, a long time ago? I told you the Lord told me that I need to look down at the floor on the Vatican. And this is what the floor was. And I was like, wow. And that takes us to a lot of places that are going to literally blow your mind. And we're going to talk about those in the next video. We're going to talk about everything the Lord showed me now is going to roll out in a way that you're probably just going to flip. Because everything he showed me is true. If thine eye be single, the whole body's full of light. Because we have one eye that goes up to heaven, which is to a star, which is light. The other one goes down to the pit. Isn't that fascinating? That in the very church that has locusts on the corners of the altar, that there's an eye there going down into the pit. So yeah, right there on the corner of the canopy, right there. See the locust right there? There's a locust right there. Well, this entire ground, the entire floor is an eye going like to the pit. Isn't that fascinating? That those giant pillars that have a dragon with its mouth wide open. So here's a dragon with its mouth wide open. It's also it becomes a locust. It's also the Queen of Heaven. It becomes a lot of different things. And all these things also manifest into an eye on the very ceiling of the Vatican. And then an eye on the floor of the Vatican. I don't know if you guys understand that the impossibility of that is beyond the human brain. And that everything I've said now has manifested into the physical world. Now, let me show you what the ultimate catch was. The twin female. That was the ultimate bust, the ultimate catch to make them naked. Their race now is now naked. And that's what the Lord used me for, by exposing the entire system that's the twin female system, just like the In Bud Light commercials. Just like the Women's March, how long did it take you to make your costume since the beginning of time? It's true. We're source material. It's where you come from. Remember what you said? Remember the Ian Bud Light commercial? Everyone here is a twin. See, because the female twin energy that set that trap, Lucifer, set the trap that doing the male and female host body system, but the energy was twin female. That's why Adidas original commercials have start off with two girls sitting back to back, twin females. That's why the In Bud Light commercial has all these twin females. That's why Debbie Harry is cutting her heart out of her own exact likeness of a cake. That's why Marina Abramovic is also staring into a mirror of her own reflection in her book. I mean, it's all the same. Twin female is the most evil thing there is. And the Lord let me experience that in my life by being completely betrayed and dealing with some very treacherous people. That's what happened. And so that way I could understand it in this dimension. Because this is a dimension of the flesh in which our Father, the Lord God from heaven, El, the Almighty God, came into the system in the likeness of sinful flesh to buy us back from those who had legal title and superior ownership. I think there's a word for that, choat. I think there's a word, choat, that means superior to all other forms of liens or ownership, showing that we were rebels in that. Probably no big deal. And now it's all made manifest, and there's the eye on the floor of the Vatican, and I showed you there's an eye on the ceiling of the Vatican. And I haven't gotten to the point to where I'm ready to deliver, you know, the mind, you know, the complete mind twister. But it's all about the eye. And that's why Jesus said, I've come to judge the world and to give sight to the blind and show those that think they see that they are blind. It's all about a twin system. That's why they bombed the Twin Towers. I've come to judge the world and to give sight to the blind and to show those that think they see that they are blind. John chapter 9. And the Jews said, are you saying that we're blind? And Jesus said, you know, if you were really blind, you wouldn't be guilty. But your guilt remains because you claim you can see. So their guilt before the Lord God was due to the fact that they had visual perception. They could see and walk around without bumping into walls, but they could not see spiritually. And that became the judgment against them. You wouldn't be guilty if you could see, but your guilt remains because you claim you can see. And this is the spiritual blindness that I bear witness to. And that's why the people that come up and say these awful things about me, false prophet and those things, all the evidence is on my side. See, the Vatican's a snake. No one can argue with that. No one can argue with the fact that the largest altar in the world is a dead sheep, which is made up of male and female reproductive systems, which is Genesis 1, let us create man in our vain show. So in the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them. That's not the Lord God doing that. That's Elohim. So see, now everything's come this perfect full circle, and it's not arguable because the record and the facts speak for themselves. Words are words, and lots of people rattle off lots of words that mean nothing. But when you're sitting on top of maybe 30,000 images of facts, it's just not arguable. It's just too perfect. And the scriptures that go along with it, and all that just means is that now their bow was made quite naked. So what I'm really doing is exposing the treachery of the twin female system. And I have a really good video I would like to show you guys. That's kind of it's a diorama. And if I can pull it up real quick, I want to show it to you. It's a diorama, and it goes along with this whole idea that Miley Cyrus has, you know, whatever, these teeth on her vagina with her red neoprene suit, suggesting that obviously that her vagina is in some way, you know, carnivorous. And this thing right here is also analogous to what Miley Cyrus is wearing. But I would like to show you this because there is this diorama, and it's called The Deceit of Women. Because what I'm really doing is I'm calling out that female twin thing since the beginning of the world. Thy bow is made quite naked, and I've discovered their hiding place now. So, and it's that means their imminent destruction. And let me show you what the Lord showed me today. I'm going to read this to you, give you a quick testimony, because this is kind of hard to just explain it. So let me just read it. Let me show you that. So the further we go down this road towards the inevitability of this destruction of the world, which is where we're going, obviously, the further we go down this road, the more you're going to see the manifestation of the Word of God, just like these girls wearing these green suits. Why are they all out wearing these green suits going around beating up people on a subway? It's a manifestation of the Bible. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed him. Now, let me show you something. And him that sat on him was Death, Thanatos, Death. Okay, now, Death is literally an entity, and the personification of death is taking over the host body system. So let me just give you an example of, let's see, I believe this is the, here we go. So this fourth pale horse was the personification of death, with Hades following him, jaws open, receiving the victims slain by death. Death's commission was to kill upon the earth with all four judgments of God, with sword, famine, pestilence, and wild beasts. Now, the wild beasts of the earth, what do you think those are? It's a no-brainer. It's the population that looks human, but's taken over by the beast from the pit. I've seen people that wrote books. Oh, dogs and cats, when they get together, can be very dangerous. That's just nonsense. What it is, it's the human host body system has turned to a beast. They've turned from man to beast. That's it. And it's as obvious as it gets now, because you can see it happening just in the video with these girls that are dressed in their green little outfits, going around, you know, being hateful and being cruel and being malicious to other people. And that's just a manifestation of the system. And so as was this. This was simply a manifestation of the system. Tying the serpent, tying everything together with a bow, tying together right side up and upside down, good and evil, with a bow, so you can't get out of the trap, because that's the ultimate goal in the system. And that's why you have like Miley Cyrus with teeth on her vagina, and you have Lady Gaga with an album, Stupid Love. And now I'd like to show you this diorama of a woman right here, because I think it's about 12 minutes long, I think. But it is fascinating to think that someone took this kind of time to produce a diorama, and it's called The Deceitfulness of Woman. Watch this. So I want you just to think about what you're going to watch right now. This is someone that took the time to put all these things together to make a diorama, and it's called The Deceitfulness of Women. Don't forget, Miley Cyrus has, you know, teeth on her crotch in her Mother's Daughter video. Don't forget Lady Gaga, Stupid Love. Don't forget D Antwoord with Fatty Fatty Boom Boom. Lady Gaga birthing a locust. Don't forget all that other stuff I've shown you since the beginning of time. Don't forget about Ian going to the, the party with everyone here is a twin. Don't forget all that stuff. Now remember, the last thing in my life that was very unpleasant was dealing with the treachery of two people that weren't at all what they purported themselves to be. Watch this. So I'm going to kind of speed it up. She's cutting through this. She's going to go take this and cut through it. It's a lot of work. She's going to go ahead and start turning this into her rock that she's going to use. That's a lot of work right there. A lot of processes. She's going to cover this with some kind of glue or harden it up. That was styrofoam. Now she's got this. There's another part of the process. So from this point on, I'm just letting you know, from this point on, I'm going to let it play. I just wanted to get through some of the stuff, so I'm going to just burn up clock. Here we go. This is fascinating to me. Someone would spend this kind of time to do what she's doing. Thank you. Those are skulls. Look at all the little skulls down at the bottom now. Now they open up a 3D printer. I'm gonna get past all that. Okay, because... So now this object's been printed with a 3D printer and the diorama has been set up to receive this. You can pause it for a minute. Now remember, during the Senate confirmation hearing of whatever that justice's name was, that they weren't so worried about her qualifications, but it was more of an affirmative action type thing. She couldn't answer what is a woman, remember? Well, it would make sense from my point of view now, because to answer what a woman is very it's quite a question, especially watching what you're watching. Look at the Ian Bud Light commercials, look at the Adidas commercials, they're back to back. My future is not yours. All these different things that would suggest that the female host body was way more something that we didn't really know what it was. I wonder why it said, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now watch this. And again, let me be very clear. This has nothing to do whether or not you're a girl or a guy. It's this female energy thing and the trap. Remember the clothing line by YG? The shoes are called bait. Bait. So the host body and being willing to take on that host body in order to participate in what host bodies participate in, with sex and fornication and all those things, those are attached to what's called the Sitra Achra. So the human host body is attached to Themuel, the twins of God, and it puts you in a twin system where you become your own worst enemy. Now it all makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't the whole world just make sense now? Look at the shirt I'm wearing. Okay, this shirt has a logo. It's a right side up, upside down, intersecting hook. I mean, you know, I don't really care about the logo. It's a good opportunity for me to even bring up what it is I do and what it is I expose. But isn't it fascinating how it manifests over and over again in everything? Now, here we go. So, all this effort, look at the effort that's gone into this. Look at this effort that's gone into this. This. Look at this incredible effort that's gone into this scene. What is the reason? Why would somebody... What is the point of this diorama? And it's obviously, you know, someone that looks female from first glance making it. Remember, the future is female. Start painting some army men. Now she's gonna go implant them. So I want you to take just a look at what you're looking at. Two soldiers, they look like they're leaning forward to help her, but what's just below the water's surface? You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of 2 Timothy 2, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, a camper out, a celestial luminary. Because we are the angels, and we've been being hunted, and we've been being hunted, and it manifested right there in front of you in a diorama that some girl felt compelled to make. There it is, look. Celestial luminaries, we're good soldiers of Christ. What's going on here? The soldier for the other team is showing you how they hunt you. There you go. What's just below the surface? Now, remember Miley Cyrus. And there is Miley Cyrus literally right next to exactly the same thing. The diorama of a woman. It's the exact same thing. Because if you trace this back to the origin, the beginning of the word, or the beginning of the whole thing, neither shall you touch it lest you die. It means to lie with a woman. So the angels that were willing to come into the system and do the ultimate sin, just like the Ozzy Osbourne. Remember the Ozzy Osbourne album cover? Ultimate Sin? Ozzy Osbourne, Ultimate Sin is what? There it is. Let me go down here and there. What does it look like the Ultimate Sin is? Well, he's been turned into a locust from the pit, and he's got a female master sending him forth. There it is. Isn't it ironic that the Lord allowed me to reveal the ultimate truth? R.I. goes to a star, and that's what the twin female system hid. I mean, how unbelievable. But it is true. It's a fact. These are all facts. These are all demonstrable and miraculous things that happen in order to present those. While others are trying to cover things up, the Lord's allowing me to reveal them. There you go. There it is. Now, let me show you something that happened, and it's just really bizarre the way this rolled out, because the Lord just has a way of doing things, and I think this is probably the way the Lord's going to make that final statement to the system. And when I say the system, I'm talking about the earth as a whole, because He's about to lay the axe to the root of the whole world. Now, he's going to destroy root and branch, okay? The Lord God, the creator of all things, just like in the times of Noah, he's coming to destroy the whole place. Do you understand? I'm the V for vengeance guy. It's not he's coming on a white, he's not coming on a donkey's colt. There's a mission of mercy this time. No, no, no. This is where he's coming to destroy the earth with fire. That's why he made sure I was the before the fire guy. And so let me show you what happened. And this is very strange. I'm not even sure how this rolled out. I think I got a letter, and part of this writing was in a letter that I got. But then I ended up in Jeremiah, I believe, 50. And the Lord told me to pay attention and to read it, to declare it. So I'm going to do what he says. Now, as I recall, I think this was part of a letter that I got. Sometimes people will put a scripture in letters, which I really like reading, but somehow the Lord used that and God put me in in Jeremiah 50, and he told me to pay attention, Jonathan, now declare this. Okay, so I'm declaring this as a servant of the Lord towards the world. That's who it's directed towards the world that is the twin female system. So again, it's directed at the world, which is the twin female system. That's why they hate us. If the world hateth you, know that it hateth me before it hateth you. Because, see, I've been born again. So now the twin female system hates me. And I could perceive that hatred back during the times of the Ark. I perceive that coming from Karen back during the day when I was there. I could perceive it. I was like, just some of this stuff doesn't make sense. Now it all makes total sense. Because once the sponge was squeezed, I could see what was really inside. And then everything manifested as it did. It's completely obvious now. But again, this is directed towards the world. Not any individual. The world. Not any individual. The world. The twin female system. Let's be clear on that. Okay, so here it is. This is what I read. It said, you have little strength. Jeremiah 50, verse 13 through 15, King James Version. Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Now, I want you to understand, Babylon is her. See, the system mystery Babylon is her, the twin female. So, see, the Lord's allowed me to make her naked now. Thy bow was made quite naked. And that's what the Lord used me for, to discover the other half of the equation, the other half of the rock, and put the two together and put those of us that have been put together and restored. And now we're anxiously awaiting the arrival of our King, while the twin female system, they know they've been discovered and they're going to meet the Lord's wrath. That's what the twin female system is about to experience. Here we go. Okay. It says, everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Put yourself in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about. She hath given her hand, her foundations are fallen, her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her as she hath done. Do unto her. Jeremiah 50 verse 24 now. I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, Babylon. And thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. Okay, I just want to stop and just apply this to my walk. Do you know how crazy this is? To be the V for Vengeance guy that jumped in Grand Junction with a parachute that said V for Vengeance, that went to Chinati and the Lord gave me 2 halves of the same rock. He split my LZ perfectly in half. He made one half dirty, the other half that was clean, had a clear running stream. He put me in a situation where I laid hands on someone that had terminal cancer, stage 4 cancer, and the Lord healed her. But she always said, you didn't heal me, Jonathan. It was the Lord. I was like, I know, because he sent me. But her hatred and her vitriol towards me is made manifest through her actions towards me. And I feel sorry for her. I really do. I don't have any. It's like, I just, it's like, there's nothing I can do about it. I wish I could, but I can't. But everyone has manifested who and what they are at this point. Again, I want to be very clear. This is directed at the system, not an individual. It is directed at the system that is the twin female system. So here we go. But it's interesting how the Lord's made sure my life manifested within that parameter. Here it is. I have laid a snare for thee. See, what did they do for us? What's the image of the virgin? A dead sheep. That's the snare they laid for us. Now their bow has been made naked. They've been discovered. That's what all this is. What do you think I'm doing? I'm laying bare their whole thing. Their whole little trap, their whole thing that they set for us. And I'm talking the entire system that's the earth that was designed to destroy God's angels. That's what I'm laying bare right now. The snare they set for us has become their own, and they're in it. Here it says, I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon. Now don't forget, Babylon is referred to as her, okay? And thou was not aware, thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. The Lord hath opened his armory and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border and open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks and let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion, the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Okay, and again, I'm bearing witness to the destruction of the temple because of this serpent thing within the host body system that is destroying all the sheep from inside. And the snare they set has become their own. And again, I'll repeat, this is directed at the system itself. That's the twin female, just like the Ian Bud Light commercials, just like the women in the Women's March, just like Debbie Harry cutting out the heart of her own twin cake. And now their bow has been made quite naked. And the Lord, that's what he used me for, to expose the other half of the equation in order to prove his very existence and in order to make the trap that they set for his children their own trap. There it is. Peace and grace. Okay, I'm going to leave this one, let this one sit with you guys. I hope I elucidated that well enough. I'm really going to try my best to do an outline type presentation with this, the eye thing, because can you imagine that on the floor of the Vatican is an eye that goes down to the pit? Can you imagine that the ceiling of the Vatican is an eye? And by the way, that crown represents a birthing. But it's so phenomenal. It's so mind-boggling that I want to make sure that I have it done in an outline form where I'm not kind of jumping around. I just follow a very strict outline and deliver to you what the Lord's delivered to me. It's a absolute guarantee. The end of the world's coming. The mystery is solved. The Bible says in the end, everything secret will be made public. Now, listen, I want to bring up just some other stuff. Because of some of the stuff I do and the stuff that I've been involved in, you know, like the Ark and finding people places to live and helping with people's bills and things like that, sometimes when I reach out and I do these things, even in other places, the people that are recipients of this grace and having a place to stay, sometimes they forget that so much has been done for them. And I would encourage anyone that's out there that's watching these videos, if you've been a recipient of God's grace through this ministry and the Lord's put you somewhere, you should always treat the people that you've been put with as, you know, as you're a guest in their house, and you should always do the very best you can not to be offensive and not to push your ways on someone who's opened their door to you. You know what I mean? Because I see that and I deal with that on other levels, way, way beyond the ark and other stuff. I see it in other situations, and it frustrates me because I want everyone to get along. I want, if someone opens their door to you and you've been a recipient of a place to stay, and then you go and you act like you own the place, shame on you. Don't do that, because then it puts me in a position to where I have to, again, come in and play referee. And I hate that. It's just annoying. Everyone should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's it. That's the law and the prophets right there. All right. I love you guys. Peace and grace. Yeah, the deceitfulness of women. And again, I'm not trying to pick on any woman in particular or anyway. And if you're a woman, it has nothing to do with, oh, you're in a host body that's female. It's the other side of the equation. One's male, one's female. Get it? That's it. So crazy. All right. Peace and grace.